Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Big Silver Short by Chris Marcus examines the modern silver market through the lens of market structure, trading incentives, and the long-running debate over whether prices reflect genuine supply and demand. Marcus, known for his work in precious metals commentary, frames silver as a uniquely small, strategically important commodity with competing uses in investment, industry, and monetary history. The book focuses on how large financial institutions, derivatives markets, and exchange mechanisms can shape price behavior in ways that are difficult for everyday investors to interpret. Rather than treating silver as merely a charting story, it connects the metal to broader themes of trust in financial plumbing, leverage, and the difference between paper claims and physical ownership. Readers are guided through why silver can be volatile, why narratives around manipulation persist, and why a potential short squeeze is often discussed in this market. The result is a provocative, investor-focused overview of risks, catalysts, and decision points for anyone curious about silver. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why silver is a different kind of market. A central theme is that silver behaves differently from many widely traded assets because the underlying market is comparatively small while demand sources are diverse. The book highlights silver's dual identity as both a precious metal with investment appeal and an industrial input used across electronics, solar applications, medical products, and manufacturing. That combination can create competing pressures, investment flows can surge during financial stress, while industrial demand can rise with economic growth, and both can collide with supply constraints. Marcus also emphasizes that above-ground inventories and the portion of available metal that is truly deliverable can matter more than headline production figures. In a small market, modest shifts in investor behavior can have outsized price impact, especially when leverage is involved. The discussion pushes readers to think beyond simple price charts by asking what actually clears the market: physical bars, refinery output, retail products, and the distribution channels that connect them. This framing sets up the later argument that pricing signals can be distorted when paper trading volumes dwarf the physical market, leaving participants exposed to sudden repricing events. Secondly, paper silver versus physical silver and the role of leverage. The book draws a clear distinction between physical ownership and paper representations of silver, such as futures contracts, unallocated accounts, and certain exchange-traded products. Marcus argues that investors often assume these instruments are interchangeable, when in practice they can represent different rights, risks, and settlement outcomes. A key point is the role of leverage. Derivatives can allow traders to control large notional exposure with limited capital, which can amplify short-term price movements and influence market sentiment. The book explores how a market can appear liquid and deep on screens while being constrained in real-world delivery terms. This gap can matter most during stress, when many participants try to move from paper claims into physical metal simultaneously. Marcus encourages readers to understand contract mechanics, delivery provisions, margin rules, and the incentives of large participants who may prefer cash settlement and roll strategies. The topic aims to equip readers with a practical mental model. Price can be heavily influenced by paper activity, but ultimate confidence depends on whether claims can be honored in metal at scale. Thirdly, how Wall Street banks can shape silver pricing dynamics. Marcus devotes significant attention to how major banks and large trading firms participate in the silver market, emphasizing their access to funding, hedging tools, and privileged positioning within financial infrastructure. The book explains how market makers and dealers can profit from spreads, volatility, and flows, and how that differs from the goals of a long-only investor. It also discusses why concentrated positions, hedging programs tied to mining supply chains, and large derivative books can lead to recurring patterns that retail traders interpret as suppression or manipulation. Without claiming access to internal documents, the narrative focuses on incentives, when institutions can warehouse risk, roll positions, or offset exposure across related markets, they may be able to endure price moves that would force smaller traders to capitulate. The book encourages readers to track public reports and observable signals, such as positioning data, exchange rule changes, and unusual trading behavior around key levels. The broader takeaway is that understanding institutional mechanics helps explain why silver can frustrate investors for long periods, yet still remain vulnerable to sudden discontinuities when constraints tighten. Fourthly, the short squeeze thesis and potential catalysts. At the heart of the book is the argument that silver could be set up for an extreme repricing if short exposure and paper claims collide with limited deliverable supply. Marcus frames a short squeeze, not as a guaranteed event, but as a scenario that becomes more plausible when leverage is high and confidence in settlement weakens. Potential catalysts discussed include spikes in retail and institutional physical demand. supply disruptions, rising industrial consumption, and broader macro forces such as inflation fears, currency debasement concerns, or declining trust in financial intermediaries. The book also points to the possibility of feedback loops. Higher prices can attract more attention, which increases demand for physical products, which tightens premiums and inventories, which then pressures the paper market. Another important element is the idea of reflexivity, where narratives can become self-reinforcing as participants shift from trading exposure to seeking outright ownership. Marcus urges readers to think in terms of timing uncertainty and path dependency. Squeezes often require a trigger, but the trigger can be unpredictable. The focus is on understanding how the plumbing of delivery, inventory, and margin can turn a normal rally into a disorderly repricing. Lastly, a practical framework for silver investors managing risk. Beyond the thesis, the book aims to provide a decision framework for readers considering silver exposure. Marcus emphasizes aligning strategy with intent. Trading paper instruments for short-term moves is different from accumulating physical metal as a long-term hedge. He encourages readers to evaluate custody and counterparty risk, product selection, liquidity needs, and the cost structure of premiums, storage, and insurance. The book also highlights behavioral pitfalls common in volatile markets, such as overconcentration, chasing momentum, and mistaking a compelling narrative for a risk-managed plan. Readers are prompted to define what would change their mind, what signals they would monitor, and how they would size positions to survive drawdowns. Another practical component is thinking about the difference between price appreciation and access. In stressed environments, availability and delivery timelines can matter as much as spot price. The overall guidance is to treat silver as a specialized allocation requiring patience and informed implementation, rather than a simple bet. Even for believers in the squeeze scenario, the book stresses that preparation and structure matter more than prediction. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who are curious about silver beyond the usual talking points, including individual investors, macro-minded savers, and anyone trying to understand how commodities are priced through modern financial infrastructure. If you have followed debates about paper metals, futures positioning, or the idea of a silver squeeze, Marcus provides a coherent roadmap of concepts to evaluate rather than a simple hype pitch. The practical benefit is improved decision-making. Readers learn to separate physical ownership from paper exposure, recognize how leverage and settlement mechanics can influence outcomes, and frame risk in terms of custody, liquidity, and time horizon. That can translate into a more resilient approach to portfolio hedging and a clearer view of what you actually own when you buy a silver product. Compared with many precious metals books that focus mainly on history, inflation, or general market commentary, The Big Silver Short stands out for centering the structure of the silver market and the incentives of large financial participants. If you want a focused, scenario-driven exploration of why silver can behave irrationally and what could force a repricing, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Chris Marcus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.